Inihikayat ang mga gurong preschool sa Victoria na baguhin ang stereotype gender sa mga silid paaralan sa pamamagitan ng mas kakaunting istorya tungkol sa prinsesa at prinsipe. Tumanggi ang pamahalaang Andrews na gusto nitong ipagbawal ang mga fairy tales, subalit sinabing gusto niyang pagandahin ang saloobin ng mga lalaki patungo sa mga babae sa murang edad at bawasan ang karahasan sa tahanan pagtanda nila. Narito sa ating wika ang ulat ni Garrett Borham at Abby Dinham. Sinabi ni Victoria Brockett na mabilis niyang nahuhuli ang kanyang anak na lalaki kapag ito ay nagsasalita ng mga salita sa kasarian.
I will definitely not go down that path at all in saying this is a boy thing or a girl thing. Even to the extent of, you know, talking about, you know, behaviors such as, you know, don't, that you'd be acting like a girl or something like that. I would never say anything like that. So I'm very mindful of yet not putting a gender, assigning a gender to something. He might, and then I'm sort of, I'll redirect it and educate him and say, no, it could be anyone. Anyone could do that.
Sinusubukang ipatupad ng gobyerno ng Victoria ang isang bagong gabay sa pagtuturo upang masiguro na ang gender stereotype ay hindi itinutulak. Binaliwalaan ni Premier Daniel Andrews ang suhestyon na gusto niyang ipagbawal ang mga fairy tales. Subalit idinagdag niya na naniniwala siya na ang mga nakabaong pananaw tungkol sa papel ng kasarian at kapasidad nito ay kailangang palitan.
I think there are lots of attitudes that are formed in many different ways over a long period of time. And those attitudes are, in aggregate are leading to some really bad outcomes for women. So we have to challenge those. We have to do everything we possibly can. But again, the notion that the government's banning fairy tales is just a fairy tale itself.
Subalit nakasaad naman sa mga gabay para sa mga guro na dapat pigilan ang mga laruan na tumutukoy sa kasarian at papel na ginagampanan ng mga laro sa kasarian.
There's princesses and princes, everyone's beautiful, the men are always doing the rescuing. There are not many fairy tales that are about women making their own choices or women making their own destiny. It's really about the princess saving the princesses. If girls see themselves in passive positions as always needing to be rescued by men, then they start to grow up thinking that that's what girls should and could and the only things that they could do.
Idinagdag din niya na ang ganitong saloobin sa mga literaturang pambata ay maaaring magkaroon ng masamang kinalabasan paglipas ng panahon.
Gender stereotypes in books don't cause family violence, but one of the things that drives the prevalence of violence against women is a very heavily rigid constructed gender stereotypes.
Pinintasan naman ang hakbang ng tagapagsalita ng oposisyon sa edukasyon ng Victoria, Nick Wakeling, bahagi ng 22 milyong programa ng Respectful Relationship.
People want children to be taught the basics so that they improve their education standards. But what's the priority of this government? It's not about finding people a job in Hazelwood. It's not about ensuring that our people are safe on our streets. It's about attacking fairy tales.
Sinabi ni Blaise Joseph mula sa Center for Independent Studies na natatakot siyang ipatupad ang gender neutrality sa mga bata dahil maaari itong magdala ng stress at kalituhan. At tinanong din niya ang mga benepisyo.
It could potentially mean that some boys and some girls feel uncomfortable in preschools. But the really important thing though is that we have a positive learning environment. And that's what preschool teachers should be focusing on. We have not been presented with evidence to suggest that gender norms in preschools are causing domestic violence. And given that it's not evidence-based, the question is, why are we doing it?
Sinabi ng isa pang ina, si Amanda Roberts, na naniniwala siyang dapat itaguyod ng lahat ang mensahe ng pagkakapantay-pantay ng kasarian sa mga bata.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.